Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are situations and times that we don't need to just blare in. We don't just need to run up. We don't just need to say, well, I'm here. Let's do something. That you need to be quiet. You need to wait. There are times you need to stand back. Wait till you're called. What if they don't call me? Then don't come. Yeah, but I want to come. Well, it's not all about what you want. Grow up. Learn some discipline. And have faith in the Lord. Well, I want to be a part. I want to be involved. Trust God. Come on, trust Him. That He will satisfy your heart. And if it's not here, and if it's not now, there's another way, there's another place. But like Dave was saying, He loves you. Does He love you?
Yes.
Then He knows what you desire and what you need and what you want. But you won't get it by pushing in. You push your way in, people will resent it. And instead of, you know, getting what you want, people will not invite you, not want you to be around because you're too pushy. But if you stand back and wait till you're called. Oh, this is going over big, isn't it? Can you tell? Everybody's excited about it? Intruding is disrespectful. What was the fourth one? Anybody remember that? Interfering. Now, a lot of times people intrude and then they remain and stay to interfere. We got the double disrespect there. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to interfere. The scripture said in Proverbs 26:17, it says, interfering in someone else's quarrel as you pass by is like grabbing a dog by the ears. Going around grabbing strange dogs by the ears is a good way to get bit, isn't it? It's a foolish thing to do. And you got to watch about interfering in things that are not your business and don't pertain to you. You hear the phrase, respect their privacy. And a lot of people agree, oh yeah, we need to respect each other's privacy. And yet, so many will just go right on and not do that, even though they agreed to the concept. What does that mean? Respect their privacy. How do you do that? Well, you do it by not interrupting. You do it by not intruding. You do it by not interfering, among other things. We saw with Peter and John, after Jesus was raised from the dead, and they ate the fish there on the lake shore, and Jesus spoke to Peter. He said, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord. He said, feed my lambs. He asked him again, do you love me? And he said, yeah. He said, feed my sheep. Asked him again, do you love me? Feed my sheep. And then he went on to tell him by what death he was going to glorify the Lord. And so Peter, after hearing that, he says, well, what about John? Well, what about him? What's going to happen to him? And the Lord looks at him and says, if I want him to stay and live till I come back, what is that to you? You follow me. Now, we should learn from the Lord's response. Can you see from the Lord's response? Peter asked a question he should not have asked. He shouldn't have asked that question about John. That was between John and the Lord. He should have been thanking the Lord for showing him some revelation about his life. And he could have talked to him about that. But no, he's got his mind on John's business. I presume that he's thinking that John was going to get off lighter than him. Because John had a revelation of how much the Lord loved him and even named himself the disciple the Lord loves. And I don't know whether they thought that he's saying that he was the Lord's pet and favorite or whether they thought he was. I don't think that's what he thought at all. Maybe he just knew better about it than they did. But here Peter speaks up and goes, well, yeah, well, what about John? Well, you know, it's just going to happen to me. What's going to happen to him? And the Lord said, what is that to you? You need to follow me. In other words, keep your eyes on right here. Don't even, and he went on and said that statement. He said, If I want him to live and not die, I'll come back. What is that to you? You can tell by his language, Peter has crossed the line. He shouldn't have been asking this. You know, it's amazing how forward many people are. They will just walk up and ask you questions about your personal stuff, about your private affairs, just like they had a right. I've had people ask me, you know, just private stuff, you know. Well, how much you pay for that? I said, well, I didn't say. And they said, I know you didn't say, that's why I'm asking. Come on, get a clue. That's why I didn't say. What's it to you? Or, you know, what about this? Or, are you doing this? Or did you do this? Or what about them? Personal, private things. Let's don't be crude and blind and disrespectful. There's a whole lot of things fall under the category of none of your business. I mean, there are just reams and reams of things that are none of your business. You know, there's stuff that could fill the ocean with issues and ideas and items that are none. Say it out loud. None of my business. There are billions and billions and trillions of things that are none of my, none of my business. So I shouldn't be asking about it. I shouldn't be sticking my nose into it. I shouldn't be intruding into it. I shouldn't be interfering with it. Because it is. Did the head of the church tell Peter it was none of his business? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Would he tell you about a lot of things that it is none of your business? Should you take heed to that? Yes. So don't be interfering. Now, the fifth one, can we get to it today? The fifth I of disrespect that we're talking about is, turn to the scripture, we'll read it and then you'll understand it better. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 2 Timothy 3. What was the first I of disrespect? Ignoring. What's the second one? Interrupting. What's the third one? Intruding. What's the fourth one? Interfering. Do you want to stop doing those things? The Bible has emphasized to us, stop the disrespect. Stop doing these things. So don't be annoyed by these things. Be taught by these things. The Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord can be taught. And I believe that's what's happening for us. And that good things are in our future as we do. Because those who honor Him, He honors. In 2 Timothy 3 and the first verse, and I'm reading in the God's Word translation, 2 Timothy 3 and 1 says, you must understand this. In the last days, there will be violent periods of time. People will be selfish and love money. They'll brag, be arrogant, and use abusive language. Everybody say, use abusive language. They will curse their parents. Well, that's abusive, isn't it? Show no gratitude. Have no respect for what is holy, and lack normal affection for their families. They'll refuse to make peace with anyone. They'll be slanderous, lack self-control, be brutal, and have no love for what is good. They'll be traitors, they'll be reckless and conceited, and they'll love pleasure rather than God. They'll appear to have a godly life or form of godliness, the King James says, but they'll not let its power change them. Stay away from such people. Did any of that sound familiar to you? You ever heard of anybody cussing their parents? See, such things should not be heard of. Under the law, if you cursed your parents, you died immediately. You were stoned. Now, why such a serious thing? The fifth I of disrespect is insulting. Insulting. He says here, abusive language, slanderous, cursing. Insulting is a strong expression of dishonor and disrespect. In fact, one of the strongest. that you could express. The word curse is changed and formed to cuss in our vernacular. And most Christians know that you ought not cuss, although a whole lot do. Everybody just look straight ahead now and smile. There's a lot of Christians cuss, especially in times of duress or being upset. And everybody knows that as a Christian you ought not cuss, and yet I don't think a lot of people realize why or what's really going on. And the reason why under duress and being upset and being mad and whatever, cussing comes out is because cussing was in there. And that's bad. That's not good. And you go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. No, it shouldn't have been in you. Now, a lot of people were world champion cussers before they got saved. I mean, they could... Woo, they could rip you up and down, and they could send you everywhere and do everything. Cuss, oh man, they practiced cussing daily. So they were masters at cussing. But think about cussing. What is it? What's bad about it? It's just words. A lot of the names, you know, some words we use in daily language are cuss words in other countries. We think nothing about it. But if you say it over there, they'll look at you like, what did you say? And vice versa. But it's not just alphabet. You know, words are containers. They contain spiritual content, little or much, good or bad. Take the word hello. H-E-L-L-O. Letters strung together. Doesn't mean a thing in the world to a lot of people that speak other languages. But I can put any number of different things in that word. Hello. I can go, hello. Not much of all in there. I can go, hello. I put something else in that word. I can go, hello. Put something else. That means, what are you doing here? Huh? You can put joy, you can put disdain, you can put indifference. And it's a spiritual quantity in the sense. Words are containers. They contain spiritual quantity. God created the heavens and the earth with them, didn't He? The Bible said life and death is in the power of them. Oh, we need mind renewal where words are concerned.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me